Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called When Kids Come to School Carrying Heavy Things. We see students walk through our doors every morning, backpacks on their shoulders, smiles on their faces, or maybe no smiles at all. But what we don't see, y'all, is everything else they're carrying. The anxiety, fear, grief, hunger, stress, responsibility, loneliness, and pressure that don't fit inside their backpacks, y'all. And today, we're going to talk about that. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, safe travels to and from my daughter's soccer tournament in Kansas City. I'm so thankful for safety, for time with family, and for the gifts of making memories around something we love to support. Second thing I'm thankful for, beautiful weather in November. When November surprises us with warmth, sunshine, and gentle breezes, it feels like a small gift. It's a reminder to slow down and enjoy the moment. It was between 70 and 80 this weekend. It was amazing. Third thing that I'm thankful for, blue skies and those stunning visuals. There's something about clear blue sky that resets the soul, y'all. Whether you're driving, walking into school, or just stepping outside during recess duty, those visual reminders, being able to see a blue sky, it helps us. It helps remind us that there's still beauty out there. I'm just thinking about just the beauty of the blue sky this weekend. There's so much blue sky. It was amazing. You know, even on those tough days, just seeing something beautiful and appreciating that. That's what I'm thankful for, is safe travels, beautiful weather, and then the blue skies this weekend. All right, well, let's get into our main topic. When kids come to school carrying heavy things. Y'all, kids carry more than we think. Many students, they walk into our classrooms carrying problems they never caused, and that they can't control. Their bad day didn't start when you saw it. It started before the sun came up. Bedtime battles, overwhelmed parents, caring for siblings, no breakfast, no food the night before, nightmares, arguments, chaos, fear, loss, or even worse, things that we might not know. Things that might be haunting to us if we did know. See, behavioral is communication, always. Some kids carry emotional boulders that would crush most adults. Behavior is a messenger, not a monster. The kid yelling isn't always angry. Sometimes they're scared, y'all. The kid who shuts down might not be defiant. They might be overwhelmed. The student who talks nonstop may not be disrespectful. They may be seeking connection the only way they know how. Students show us their story long before they have the words to tell it. And as regulated adults, we can help a dysregulated child. But a dysregulated adult escalates everything. So think about that. Regulated versus dysregulated. When you have a dysregulated adult, it just can make things worse. So it's that speaks to the importance of having regulated adults. Not perfect adults, but regulated adults. See, tough mornings don't make bad kids. A child acting out at 8:07 might have survived something big at 7:22. Kids don't walk in ready to ruin your day. They're simply trying to survive theirs, y'all. Once kids feel safe, they can learn. Once they feel seen, they can respond. Once they trust you, they can take risks academically. This, y'all, this is why relationship building is an extra. It's not an extra thing to do. It's essential pedagogy, y'all, that we have to do. And trauma often looks like misbehavior. Think about the fight or flight. That if you see a student like running out of the class or yelling, or like if a student freezes, could be shutting down, avoiding eye contact. A teacher or a student like fawning. It could be ties with people pleasing, over compliance. Hypervigilance, where you might have a student who can't focus and easily startled, or control seeking, where a student might be rigid or argumentative. Kids aren't giving you a hard time. They're having a hard time, y'all. And how we respond can harm or heal. See, students remember tone too long after they forget the lesson. Kindness doesn't make you weak, it makes you effective. Firmness wrapped in empathy is what transforms classrooms. Discipline should teach, not shame. The question is never, what's wrong with you? It's always, what happened? Or what do you need? See, creating classrooms where kids can breathe is so important for us to do. Build environments where kids can make mistakes safely. Build environments where feelings aren't punished. Build environments where regulation comes before rigor, y'all. Build environments where students know they matter. Build environments where where teachers model calm, not chaos. We want the teachers to model calm, not chaos. Build environments where connection beats compliance. Build environments where respect, y'all, is mutual. See, your room might be the only stable place they see all day, y'all. This matters for us as educators, because when we understand what kids carry, we stop taking everything so personally, y'all. We become less reactive and more responsive. We protect our own peace because empathy shifts perspective. This isn't about me. This is about what they are carrying. Trauma-informed doesn't mean soft. It means wise, and it brings purpose back into teaching. Now, as we bring this to a close here, y'all, you may be the one adult, y'all, who sees past the behavior and into the heart. You may be the first person to ask, are you okay? Instead of, what's wrong with you? See, kids carrying heavy things don't need perfect teachers. They need present ones. They need kindness. They need patience. They need calm. They need adults who refuse to give up on them, even on those hard days, y'all, because sometimes the lesson that matters most is simple. You are safe here. You belong here. I'm not giving up on you. Y'all, if you found value in this episode, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher.